Track 29. Unit 6. Listening 2. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Good morning, everyone. Today, as part of our investigation into sleep disorders, we'll be looking at the condition known as narcolepsy. Narcolepsy can be defined as a chronic neurological disorder which causes excessive sleepiness and frequent daytime attacks. It's not just a case of dozing off and snoozing in a lecture. Narcoleptics actually can't stop themselves from falling asleep during inappropriate occasions. And possibly herein lies the problem. Sleepiness can be caused by many factors, so it can take many months, years even, before a diagnosis, a correct one, I mean, is eventually made by a doctor. But at the moment, narcolepsy is known to affect at least 2,500 people in the UK. Perhaps there are more. The exact cause of narcolepsy is a matter of debate, but it's widely believed to be the result of a genetic mutation. The result is that the brain doesn't produce enough of the hormone that regulates a person's sleep-wake cycles. For many narcoleptics, the symptoms aren't just limited to nodding off when they shouldn't. They can also suffer a sudden loss of muscle control whenever they've just experienced a surge of emotion. Perhaps they were angry or fearful or were even just laughing at a good joke. Then, during the night, some narcoleptics suffer from sleep paralysis, and during the day, in some cases, even hallucinations are possible. Let's think about the consequences of this disorder. Not only do narcoleptics have to put up with the physical challenges, but they have to deal with the ignorance of other people. Sufferers are often mistakenly considered to be inebriated or lazy, for example. Narcoleptics report that one of the things that really begins to disappear as a result of their condition is their social life. It's simply too difficult to manage a day or evening out. And it's other people's prejudice, again, that prevents the majority of narcolepsy sufferers from getting a foothold on the career ladder. They can't even get an interview in many cases, not even an initial one. You can imagine how demoralising this must be. And, in fact, the problem exists not just for narcoleptics hoping to pursue a white-collar profession, but also for those seeking manual work. Any job that requires a person to operate machinery will probably not be open to narcoleptics, ostensibly for reasons of safety. And there's another consequence of suffering from this disorder, perhaps the one that the families of narcoleptics find most difficult to deal with. Because narcoleptics have to keep as calm as possible all the time in order to avoid the sudden loss of muscle control we talked about earlier, it may involve a personality change, and this must be a hard thing indeed to bear. Currently, there's no cure for narcolepsy.